This is the VOA Special English Health Report. Bethesda, Maryland, near Washington, D.C., is home to the National Institutes of Health. NIH calls itself the nation's medical research agency. But it supports research worldwide with its budget of almost $29 billion. Federal agencies will get new leaders when Barack Obama is president. But the head of NIH resigned early. Elias Zerhouni left at the end of October after 6.5 years as director. For now, the acting director is Reynard Kington. Dr. Kington has been deputy director for the past 5 years. Directors are appointed by the president and confirmed by the Senate. The National Institutes of Health had strong financial support during Dr. Zerhouni's first 2 years. But Congress did not increase the budget very much after that. Albert Reese is dean of the University of Maryland Medical School. He says that since 2004, NIH's budget has been reduced by more than 13% after considering inflation. Dr. Reese, writing in the Baltimore Sun, urged President-elect Obama to increase the funding. It would not only improve the nation's health, he says, but also help restart the economy. Medical centers funded by NIH, he said, support more than 3 million full-time jobs. Right now, the Obama team is looking at executive orders signed by President Bush. Those that conflict with Mr. Obama's positions could be canceled or amended. One area being looked at is stem cell research. Stem cells can grow into any kind of tissue in the body. President Bush has restricted federal support for research on embryonic stem cells because of his beliefs about protecting life. Others say the embryos would be destroyed anyway because they are unused embryos from fertility clinics. Mr. Obama says the research may lead to improved treatments for Alzheimer's disease and other conditions. He says other treatments being studied are not substitutes for research on embryonic stem cells. He has called for expanded federal support. Dr. Zerhouni told Congress last year that he thought the limits were interfering with research. Political appointees have to resign when the administration changes in January. But Elias Zerhouni says he left before the election, so the next president would have to start thinking early about NIH. He says he wants to work on writing projects and explore other professional opportunities. And that's the VOA Special English Health Report. I'm Steve Ember.